Members of Montreal's Iranian community held a candlelight vigil Friday night at Place du Canada as a sign of solidarity for their family members and friends in Iran. Many gathered around the John A. McDonald Monument for the 10th night of a series of silent protests against the election turmoil that has erupted in Iran. Najal Madini spoke to the mostly Iranian crowd.
Tonight is the 10th night that we gather here to commemorate those who've lost their lives in the fight for democracy and to support the democratic movement. Today, away from our country, hand in hand, we join our voices to scream in silence, so loudly that even the old history will hear us. With our silence, we condemn the tyranny and the lies.
The vigil was held in support of those injured or killed in the sudden uprising against the electoral results. M. Pasha was on hand to pass around spare candles and carnations.
Actually, we were shocked by the result of an election. And in Iran, a spontaneous movement starts. And unfortunately, many of our generation were killed because of this demonstration, which was completely a peaceful demonstration. So 10,000 kilometers far from your country, you just want to do something to say that you are support them, they are important for you, and you have the same feeling as what happened there.
The message was clear on this latest show of solidarity, and it was one of peace and non-violence. Denis Coderre, Liberal MP of the Bourassa riding, offered some words of support to the crowd.
Nous devons tous et toutes faire preuve de solidarité. Il n'y a qu'une seule chose que l'on doit accepter, c'est le respect des droits démocratiques.
We all have to show proof of solidarity, he said. The only thing we should accept is the respect of our democratic rights. Sarah Levitt, Loyola News, Montreal.